New Orleans is one of America's most unique cities. Its people are part of a rich and diverse melting pot that's also made New Orleans cuisine world famous. But many of the people whose families originally developed that cuisine over generations are now shut out of the top jobs in the city's restaurants, including as leading chefs. And that's had serious consequences for Black workers in the industry. NewsHour Communities reporter Robbie Chavez has the story on efforts to change that. It's part of our coverage of Race Matters.
Kyle Wilson has been trying to make it as a New Orleans chef for 8 years.
It's been a rough path trying to find your place in the kitchen.
There have been setbacks, he says, because he's Black.
I had an experience with a front of house server to where I was painted as the bad guy in the situation. And both of my managers, who were white men, took the side of the server and put me out because I was the only man of color in the kitchen.
And that makes you feel like you don't matter?
It made me feel like I didn't matter, and it also made me realize exactly how far we actually have to travel on this path to diversity in the industry.
New Orleans' famous food scene is largely rooted in Creole and Black culture and history. Yet in this majority Black city, 80% of restaurant executives and 71% of general manager jobs are held by white workers. When it comes to the top job in the kitchen, it's the same story.
If you Google restaurants and chefs here, what will you find?
Majority white and majority white male.
On the other hand, the lower paid back of the house jobs like dishwashers and food preparers are done by mostly Black workers. Lauren Darnell heads up the Made in New Orleans Foundation.
It's not that there's a shortage of talent. It's not that there is a lack of diversity here. It's, I believe, it's a lack of access.
Byron Bradley has faced that lack of access to top restaurant jobs.
It didn't matter what my resume looked like, I would still get treated this certain way. That's just the way it is.
Despite a degree from the Culinary Institute of America and years in fine dining, Bradley says he's been passed over for promotions, as was a former Black colleague.
He was there for 19 years, I think it was, before they promoted him to sous chef.
And then there's the pay.
We're not going to be paid what the normal person is paid. And if you put up a fight, you're probably not going to be there long. In my most honest opinion, I think a lot of this is subconscious. We just need to see more African Americans building more businesses.
Bradley started a personal chef business to create his own opportunities in a city where most well-paying hospitality jobs are held by white people. And 69% of below living wage positions are done by people of color. COVID-19 may have been a turning point.
As pandemic restrictions were lifted and restaurants here in New Orleans slowly started to reopen, they found themselves with a worker shortage, many not wanting to return to work without a pay increase and a clear path for promotion.
We can't hire enough people. We can't retain enough people.
That's what restaurateurs tell Gerald Duhon, who runs Cafe Reconcile. It's a nonprofit restaurant and job training program.
It's not like there was a rapture and people have left the earth. The people are here. They just don't want to work for you. If you have a safe environment that values your staff with time off, benefits, and a living wage, then that's a place that people are going to want to go.
Lauren Darnell's Made in New Orleans Foundation, or MINO, is helping to train employers that want to be more equitable.
Nobody wants to be called a racist, right? It's not an aha that, like, you're a terrible employer. It's an aha, like, okay, so now what can we do? How do we put our minds together and figure out a better solution?
LeBlanc and Smith, which operates 5 restaurants, has been working toward that better solution, starting with pay equity. Founder Robert LeBlanc.
What we decided to do was pay people in the front of the house significantly more. We also pay more in the back of the house, but we give a portion of the tips to the people in the back of the house.
What does that look like? If I'm a waiter, I made this amount, and now I'm making this amount?
If you were a waiter, a lot of times you'd make maybe $20 an hour. Now people are making $26, $27 an hour. If you were in the back of the house, you were making $16, $17 an hour. Now they're also making $26 an hour.
The company also stepped up recruiting in African-American communities. Another goal is to include staff in decisions.
We invite the entire team to ask questions, to share thoughts and opinions. You start to really see great leaders emerge. And we didn't do a good job of that prior to COVID. We didn't think about it. We just didn't know.
Yet there is still work to do.
I mean, there's so much learning and unlearning that you have to do.
Alexis Tabor, general manager of LeBlanc Smith's The Chloe Hotel, lowered the starting pay for a job opening so there'd be room to grow. But she quickly learned it's a delicate dance.
I offered this employee that lower amount, and their reply was like, well, you're offering that to me because I'm a person of color. That's not what I intended, but obviously from the eyes of the employee, that was a huge jab.
Did that person stay? Was it a healing moment?
Yeah, they did. It was a lot of emotion, but we were able to have a very good conversation about it and move forward from it and learn.
But there are more basic barriers to advancement for the 32% of Black New Orleanians who live in poverty, says Gerald Duhon.
You can't have a job, keep a job, and do a good job at your job if you're homeless. They haven't had the same privilege or the same opportunity others have. We're trying to level that playing field.
At Cafe Reconcile, interns from at-risk communities are trained to prepare and serve lunch in the restaurant. 19-year-old Aaron Weber began earlier this year.
I was in foster homes at the time and came to Cafe Reconcile. They changed my life.
And so now, what does your future look like? What do you hope to do? What do you want to do?
Open up my own restaurant.
Here, interns learn both hard and soft skills, says Terrence Crump.
I wasn't a big person on feedback, because I always looked at feedback like criticism. But most of the time, it's constructive, like them trying to get you to better what you're doing or better yourself.
In the past year, Cafe Reconcile has worked to diversify its own team. Workers now make a minimum of $15 an hour plus benefits. And there's a wage floor for interns after they leave.
We're not going to place them into a job that's paying them $8 an hour, $10 an hour. We need the $12, 14-hour jobs where they've got a chance in 3 months or 6 months to get bumped up to $15, $16.
A few years ago, Kyle Wilson got a scholarship from Mino to attend culinary school. He's now the Chloe's lead morning cook. He hopes to move up in the industry.
At times, it's a little difficult to know that there are not too many people of color that are in management positions, but then it gives me the hope to be like, okay, let me try to break that barrier. Let me try to push forward and see if I can get to a management position.
Amid continued staff shortages, Lauren Darnell thinks more businesses will need to have an equity reckoning. Since New Orleans' $10 billion tourism industry is wholly reliant on its workers.
People come to New Orleans because there's a proximity to culture that they not necessarily feel at home. I would probably argue it's a closeness to Black culture and a closeness to being able to let their hair down and sort of come as you are. And so when you come and you feel that and it invigorates your soul and you want to come back, think about the people who've made that experience possible.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Robbie Chavez in New Orleans.